Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Self-Care for Black Women, 150 Ways to Radically Accept and Prioritize Your Mind, Body, and Soul, by Oludara. Adeo offers a comprehensive and empowering guide tailored for black women seeking to embrace self-care in a society where they are often marginalized. This book stands as an essential resource in a series dedicated to promoting holistic health and self-compassion among black women. Adeo, a seasoned psychologist, integrates her professional insights with culturally relevant advice to present a series of strategies aimed at nurturing the mental, physical, and spiritual well-being of black women. The author's approach is both radical and affirming, encouraging readers to prioritize their own care in a world that demands so much from them. Through this book, Adeo extends an invitation to black women everywhere to engage in practices of self-love, acceptance, and prioritization that can lead to transformative personal growth and peace. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the importance of mental health care. Mental health stands as a cornerstone of self-care for black women. Oludara Adeo emphasizes the significance of acknowledging and nurturing mental health in a societal structure that often negates the psychological stresses faced by black women. The book outlines actionable strategies for depression, anxiety, and stress management, crucial for fostering a sustainable sense of well-being. Adeo discusses the therapeutic value of journaling, meditation, and therapy as tools for introspection and healing. These practices are presented not just as remedies, but as foundational elements of a lifestyle that prioritizes mental resilience. Moreover, the role of community and supportive social networks is highlighted, showcasing how collective well-being can amplify individual mental health care efforts. Secondly, physical health and wellness. Adeo takes a holistic approach to self-care, asserting that physical health is inextricably linked to overall well-being. Self-care for black women delves into the nuances of creating a balanced diet, the importance of regular physical activity, and the wisdom in listening to one's body signals. The book addresses the specific health challenges that disproportionately affect black women, such as higher rates of certain chronic conditions, and offers guidance tailored to navigating these challenges. Adeo encourages readers to reclaim their physical health as a form of empowerment, advocating for practices like yoga, nature walks, and other forms of exercise, not only as means for physical fitness, but as vital components of stress, relief, and emotional balancing. Thirdly, spiritual wellness and connection. Oludara Adeo extends the conversation of self-care into the realm of spirituality, recognizing it as a crucial aspect of holistic health for black women. The book explores various ways to foster spiritual connection, whether through organized religion, personal spirituality, or mindfulness practices. Adeo suggests meditation, prayer, and connection with nature as pathways to spiritual fulfillment and a means to achieve a deeper understanding of the self. She stresses the importance of spiritual wellness as a source of strength, resilience, and guidance in the face of life's challenges. This exploration encourages readers to find solace and power within their spiritual beliefs, fostering a sense of inner peace and a strong personal identity. Fourthly, embracing identity and cultural pride. Adeo passionately advocates for the radical acceptance of one's cultural identity as a pivotal aspect of self-care. Self-care for black women illuminates the power of cultural pride and the significance of embracing one's heritage as a source of strength and self-esteem. The author discusses the psychological impact of systemic racism and the importance of cultivating a positive self-image in the face of societal biases. By promoting the celebration of black culture, history, and achievements, Adeo empowers readers to see their identity as a wellspring of resilience and joy. The book offers practical advice on connecting with one's cultural roots and incorporating elements of African and Black diaspora traditions into everyday self-care practices. Lastly, creating and maintaining healthy relationships, Adeo underscores the vital role of relationships in the self-care journey. Self-care for black women covers the spectrum of personal relationships, from friendships and family to romantic partnerships, emphasizing the importance of fostering connections that are nurturing and supportive. The book provides insights into establishing boundaries, effective communication, and the significance of emotional reciprocity in relationships. Adeo delves into the intricacies of navigating relationships as a black woman, offering advice on dealing with conflict, recognizing toxic patterns, and cultivating a supportive community. The emphasis is on creating relationships that uplift and empower, serving as a foundational element of a comprehensive self-care regimen. In conclusion, Self-Care for Black Women, 150 Ways to Radically Accept and Prioritize Your Mind, Body, and Soul, by Oludara Adeyo, is an invaluable resource for Black women who are on the journey of embracing self-love and care. The book is essential for those eager to develop a holistic approach to their well-being, encompassing mental, physical, and spiritual health. It's particularly beneficial for readers looking for culturally relevant advice that addresses the unique challenges faced by Black women today. With its empowering message and practical guidance, Adeyo's work is poised to make a significant impact on the lives of its readers, guiding them toward a life of greater self-acceptance, health, and happiness. Anyone from young adults to older women can find wisdom within its pages, making it a must-read for Black women seeking to prioritize their well-being and for allies seeking to understand and support their journey. If you would like to support Oludara Adeyo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.